请弟兄姊妹们翻到马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，我们从二十五节读到三十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, we'll read from verse 25 to 30.
好，翻到以后读给弟兄姊妹听。
Once you have turned to it, we'll read.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
你们看，那天上的飞鸟也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
Look at the birds of the air.That they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Do not worry then, saying, "What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing?"
这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
请低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你再次能够来到你圣的座前。
Lord, thank you that once again we can come before your throne of mercy.
巴不得在这一天里面，我们所有生活形式都在你的眷顾底下。
Lord, we hope that today.As we live, all that we do will be under your provision.
在你的会中，我们正是在这里，愿意在听你的话语。
That here in your church, that we can gather and hear your words.
因此，早晨你真是，借着你自己的话在启示在我们心中。
Once again, you would reveal your words within our hearts.
叫我们这些属乎你的人常常，听见你的话，就得到你生命的供应。
That all of us who belong to you, when we hear your words, will receive provision for our lives.
也因着你的话，我们更多认识你，知道我们在你面前所蒙受的恩典是何等的大。
And as we hear you, we would understand that the grace that we've received is so great.
好像我们心更多羡慕来认识来追求你。
Well, that our hearts would desire to seek you and know you more.
愿把这点时间交托在主的手中。
We lift up this time into your hands.
你释放来到你面前所有属乎你的人。
You watch over all of those who gather together to seek you.
我们一同在你的圣灵里面，在这里被你所得着。
And in the Holy Spirit, we have all been received by you.
我们一同等候在你面前。
We all await before you.
这样祷告都奉主耶稣基督求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 那早晨呢，继续和弟兄姊妹交通主耶稣在登山宝训上面所讲的一些话。
Today we'll continue to share about our Lord's Sermon on the Mount.
在登山宝训里面第六章呢这一段呢是讲到天国子民他们在地上生活两方面。
Chapter 6 tells of those who belong to the kingdom of heaven, how they live here on earth.
头一方面乃是我们和这位神这位天父的关系。
On one hand, it is our relationship with the Heavenly Father.
说到我们在地上生活行事的时候，特别在属灵事物上
，When we live and serve here on earth, especially upon the spiritual things,
我们应该都是行在暗中
，That we should do all these things in secret.
所以主在这里讲到说, 不管你要行善事, 就是对的是, 义的事,
so the Lord Jesus here says, if you do good things, which are righteous things,
这些都是神所要我们行的,
these are all things the Lord has asked us to do.
不管是施舍, 是祷告, 是禁食,
whether it's giving alms, praying, or fasting,
这些属灵的事物都不要显扬自己,
that all these spiritual things shouldn't be done to proclaim yourself. So we should do all these things in secret, and our Father who sees what is done in secret will reward us. Because all these things that we do is to please the Heavenly Father. So that He will come and reward us. Not only do we have to live a spiritual life here on earth,
我们和地上各样物质在事物接触的时候，我们应该有什么样的关系和态度？
With all the material things that we have, what is our attitude towards them?
我们知道我们虽然活在世界上，我们不能脱离这个世界。
We know that while we live here on earth, we can't be completely separated from the
world. 我们在生活里面每天都要接触地上各种物质的事物。
We have to interact with material things.
那么我们和这些地上物质的事物，我们关系应该是怎样的关系呢？
So what is our attitude to these things that we interact with every day?
特别在这个财宝、这个钱财这方面,
especially in terms of treasure or money.
耶稣说你们不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Lord Jesus says, you should not store up for yourself treasures here on earth.
因为在地上有虫子咬会朽坏，在那里有贼会偷。
Because the Lord says, here there's moth and rust will destroy, and where thieves will break in and steal.
就说这些东西慢慢都会朽坏掉，到最后它就会消失掉了。He
says this, that these things will one day disappear.
因为当这个世界过去以后呢，这个这些物质的东西，它也随着世界就过去了。One
day when this world passes away, all these material things will with it pass away as well.
所以说，你们要把财宝积攒在天上。
Lord Jesus says you should store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
因为在那里没有虫子咬，不会朽坏，也没有贼来偷。
For in heaven there are no moths or rust to destroy, and there are no thieves to break in and steal.
为什么同样物质摆在不同地方，有一种它会消失掉，有一种它是存到永远？
Why these same treasures, depending on where you store them, will in one place be will pass away, and the other place remain forever?
这就让我们看见。 虽然是一个物质的事物,
although this is a material treasure,
我们怎样和它有一个准确的关系的时候, 我们知道把它摆在什么地方,
when we have this right relationship with the material world, we'll know where to store them.
最后结果是完全不一样的,
and the end result is completely different.
我们都是把它摆在地上,
if we store them here on earth,
我们看见这物质的东西有一天它就随这个世界消失了。
Then we know that one day these treasures, like the earth, will pass away.
但是若是我们把它填上,
but if we store our treasures in heaven,
那是什么意思呢?
What is this meaning?
就是说我们把这些物质的东西我们是用在神的身上，用在主的事物上。
We take these material things and we spend them on the Lord.
虽然它是一个物质的,
although they are material things,
但是因为把它填上,
but by storing them in heaven,
它可以转换成一种属灵的，一个成为永远的。
They can be transformed into something spiritual.
我们知道属灵的永远那是不会过去的。
We know that the spiritual things are eternal and will never pass away.
所以这里让我们清楚地看见，今天我们虽然活在地上，
so we can clearly see that although we live on the world earth here today,
我们的确要接触许多物质的事物，
and we will receive many material things,
但是我们可以把这些物质的事物好像是短暂的，有一天会过去的。
All these material things that are short-lived, are temporary, will one day pass away.
我们却可以把它转 转换成一个属灵的，成为一个永远的事物。
We can transform them or exchange them into something that is eternal.
叫它的价值不会随着这个世界过去而过去。
So that its value will not pass away with this world.
那人怎样才能够把它摆在天上或是摆在地上呢？
So how do we know how to place our treasures up in heaven or down on earth?
所以说底下就讲到眼睛的问题。
The Lord Jesus continues to talk about the problem of our eyes.
就讲到我们眼光的问题。
Or the problem of our vision.
人怎么样知道这些物质的东西能够成为一个永远的事物，永远的一个价值的东西呢？
How do we know that a material thing can be transformed into something that has eternal value?
就是说，里面必须有个属灵的看见。
the Lord says that we should have a spiritual vision within us. If we can clearly see the material world, we'll know how to use these physical treasures. If our inner eyes are bright or singular, then we will be filled with light. And we'll be able to discern which treasures are temporary and which treasures are eternal. So we see that we have to have within us this
opening,
that the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, will give us this vision.
然后我们在看这地上物质的事物的时候，我们就能够看得准确。
So that when we see these material things, we would see them accurately.
我们就不会说这些物质的事物蒙蔽了我们眼睛。
So that these physical things wouldn't have blinded our eyes.
我们就知道如何来把这些能够转成一个永远的价值的财宝。
So we would be able to transform them into a treasure that has eternal value.
一方面，我们看见原来我们在地上只有一个主，只有耶稣。On
one hand, we see that on earth we only have one Lord.
我们不是侍奉神，又侍奉马门，侍奉钱财。We
don't serve the Lord and mammon or money.
当我们知道我们原来是只有一个主。We
see that we only have one Lord.
因为他拯救了我们，他买赎了我们。Because
He has saved us and He has redeemed us.
我们是属于他的。We
belong to Him.
因此我们在地上只有目的，乃是要侍奉他。
Then our only purpose here on earth is to serve our Lord. Once we understand that we are a people that serve the Lord, we will know how to treat these treasures. And continuing on, the Lord continues to say, for this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink.
生命不是胜于饮食吗？身体不是胜于衣裳吗？
But for your body as to what you will put on, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
当主在前面讲到说，我们不要把钱财积攒在地上。
The Lord has just said, don't store your treasures here on earth.
当主在说，我们只能侍奉一位主。
And He continues to say, we should only serve one Lord.
然后人就常常想到，这样子的话，那我们在地上生活，那怎么办呢？
So people might have thought, so our lives here on earth, what should we do?
我们若身上需要怎么来面对，怎么来解决呢？
How should we provide for our physical needs?
人里面就有了一个忧虑。
So within themselves, man had this anxiety.
因为人常常想到说，若是我要侍奉主，若是我把地上的钱财放在主的身上的话，
If I want to serve the Lord and put all of my earthly treasures into the Lord,
那我若身上需要，可能就会比较艰难一点。
Then my physical needs, I may have difficulty in meeting them.
这是人常常的一个不准确的一个观念。This
is an inaccurate belief that people may have.
人以为当一个人在那里追求认识主的话，他生活必须过一个很艰难、很不容易的生活。
They feel that if they were to pursue the Lord, then they would have difficulty living their lives.
所以主在这里告诉我们说，不要忧虑生命要吃什么，要喝什么，要穿什么。
So Lord Jesus says here, do not be worried about what you will eat and drink or what you will wear.
因为当我们忧虑这些事物的时候，
because when we are worried about these things,
这些要成为我们生命成长的一个难处。
This will become a difficulty in our
主在这里不是告诉我们说，我们不要去关心我们肉身上所需要的。
Here the Lord does not say ignore your physical needs.
也不是说你们不要对未来也不需要去考虑去安排。
He does not say you don't have to plan or consider for your future.
你们也不要去努力工作，神就自动供应你的需要。
He doesn't say that you don't have to work hard and the Lord will automatically
provide for you. 主乃是说不要忧虑这些。
He says do not be anxious over these things.
因为当人忧虑这些的时候，就成为一个重担。
Because if you are anxious over these things, it will become a burden to you. And this burden will prevent our spiritual life from growing.
It
will become a hindrance to our spiritual growth. We know that our Lord has given us the parable about the sower and the seed.
他说有一种种子呢, 是撒在那个荆棘里面。
Says there's one type of seed that is sown among the thorns.
那就是说到这种种子为什么不能够结出果子来呢?
And why do these seed that are sown among the thorns cannot produce
fruit? 因为他们在为那世上的事情在那边忧虑，受了那个钱财迷惑。
Because of the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth chokes the word.
结果就被荆棘挤住了，就不能结出果子来。
And it becomes unfruitful.
所以我们看见，当一个人在忧虑这些事的时候呢，他生命就很难成长。
So if someone is anxious over these physical things, then their life it is difficult for them.
所以主在这里告诉我们说，不要忧虑。
So the Lord here says, don't be anxious.
为什么不需要忧虑呢？
Why shouldn't we be anxious?
因为生命不胜于饮食吗？
Because isn't life more than just food?
身体不胜于衣裳吗？
And the body more than just
food? 我们知道神造人的时候，把生命气息赐给我们。
We know that when the Lord created us, He has given us the breath of life.
神把万物赐给人来享受。
He has given all creation to man for us to enjoy.
神借万物来养活我们，供应我们肉身上的需要。
So the Lord who created us, He is providing for us our every need.
叫我们这个生命能够维持，能够继续，生命能够继续，叫我们继续能够活在地上。
So He sustains us. And keeps us that we may continue to live here.
虽然当有一天人犯罪堕落了,
until one day when man sinned and fell,
成为一个罪人, 成为一个不义的人,
he became a sinner, an unrighteous.
但是主耶稣也告诉我们,
the Lord says to us,
这位天上的父他人啊, 叫日头造好人也造歹人。
It says that the Father who is in heaven, he causes his Son to rise on the evil and the good.
他降雨给义人也不给不义的人。
And he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
所以我们看见虽然人犯罪了, 成为一个歹人, 成为不义的人,
even though man has sinned and has fallen and has become a sinner,
神仍然在那里供应来养活他们。
The Lord continues to provide and sustain.
目的是要叫这些犯罪的人知道来寻求神来仰望来依靠他。
And His purpose is so that all of those who have sinned may be able to look to the Lord, to seek Him, because all men have this value before the Lord. Today, we are saved and are children of the Lord. Even how much more is He willing to provide and sustain?
所以主耶稣底下就用自然界两个例证来说明神是怎样顾念我们这属他的人。So
continuing on, the Lord uses two natural examples of how the Lord will provide and keep us.
头一个，他用天上的飞鸟。First
example is the birds of the air.
他说：“你们要看天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。”
He says, "Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them."
主在这里说你们要看，你们要去观察。
Here the Lord says, look, you have to examine.
当我们去观察神所造这个万物的时候，我们可以看见神奇妙的作为。
When we look at all of creation, we see the wonders of the Lord.
我们会看见这个 全能的神，这位永在的神是何等的伟大！
This Almighty God, how powerful is He?
当我们去观看神所造这物质的世界的时候，我们就对他有一个认识。
When we see all of creation, we learn something about.
我们就能够看见认识这位神，他是怎样的神。
We will be able to see some of the attributes of our Lord.
所以他说，我们要去看天上飞鸟。
So the Lord Jesus asked us to look at the birds of the
air. 我们知道大卫在诗篇第八篇那里也告诉我们。
We know that David in Psalm chapter 8 also tells us.
他说：“我观看指头所造的天，并你所成设各样星宿。”
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained.
便说人算什么，你却顾念他。
He continues on to say, "What is man that you would look after him?"
世人算什么，你却眷顾他？
Who are we that you would continue to look after?
当大卫在旷野牧羊的时候，他举目观察，看这些神所造的这些天上这些星的摆设的时候。
When David, when he was a shepherd, and he would look at the sky and he saw all the stars in the sky.
他看见这位神是何等伟大。
He saw how great this Lord is.
虽然他是那么伟大,
Even though he was so great,
他也看见人是那么微小,
he also saw how small man was.
虽然人是那么微小, 以这个以兽浩瀚的以兽不能相比,
man is so small that he cannot compare with the greatness of the universe.
他再说人算了什么?
So he asked, what is man worth?
英文是说, what is man? 神, 人算什么?
So in English it says, what is man?
我想我们中国有, 我想这个是不是也可以翻成一种说, 比较不好听的话说, 人算什么东西?
Or in a little more rudely, what is the worth of a man?
因为我们有时候问一个人说, 哎, who are you? 你是谁? 我想这是一个, 比较尊重的一个说法。
If we ask, who are you?
那如果是我们说, what are you? 那就说你是什么东西啊?
Rather than, what are you?
那就说人实在是算不了什么。
Is to say that man isn't really worth very much.
但是大卫从这观察里面他看见一个极宝贵一个事实。
But David, in his examining the world, he saw this precious thing.
人虽然算不了什么,不过是尘土所造的人。
Though man is not worth very much, we were made out of the dirt.
但是这个创造宇宙万有的神,那么伟大,那么荣耀的神,他却顾念这样微小的一个人。
But God, who created the heavens and the earth, he still looked after such small people.
这就是大卫在那里观察的时候,他看见这样一个宝贵的一件真理。
So this is the precious truth that David discovered from examining
creation.
So Lord Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. When we see these birds in the air, we see that these lowly created beings that the Lord has made, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. But the Heavenly Father still feeds them.
这样微小不止的一个小小的生命，神都还供应他，来顾念他。
These lowly created things, our Lord still keeps them and feeds them.
你们不比灰鸟贵重多吗?
Are you not worth much more than
灰鸟怎么可以与我们这些人所神所创造的人来相比呢?
How can we compare a bird with man that the Lord has created?
并且我们今天更又是成为神的儿女。
Not only that, but today we are the children of God.
主在那里不是说你们也不需要耕，也不需要收，也不需要积蓄。
The Lord didn't say that you do not need to sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns.
这些神赐给我们智慧能力，也叫我们该耕、该收、该积蓄。
The Lord has given us wisdom and intelligence that we should sow and reap and gather.
我上一次提到说，我们得资财力量是神所赐给我们的。得资财就是我们得一些财物。
We have gained some material things.
神给我们智慧，给我们能力，可以在那边工作，在那边经营，在那边，然后靠着他恩典，在那边好像也可以为生活上有一些预备。
He has given us this wisdom and intelligence that we can work and we can plan a little bit for our futures.
神怎么会更不顾念我们呢？
How would the Lord not provide for us?
我们只要尽我们本分，在那好好努力工作，我们在那里活在神面前，我们就不需要忧虑这些吃什么、穿什么的事情。As
long as we work diligently, the Lord will watch over us. We won't need to be anxious about what we.
因为他是我们天父，他必然顾念我们。Because
He is our heavenly Father, He will provide for us.
因为我们是他儿女。Because
we are His children.
没有一个做父母的不顾念他儿女生活上的需要。
There is not a single parent who does not provide for their children.
并且他主要是说你们忧虑也没有用。
And not only that, the Lord says, even if you are anxious,
你们哪一个人能够用你的思虑增加你多加你的寿数一颗呢？
And who of you by being worried can add a single hour to his life?
因为生命气息都是在神的手中。
Because life is in the hands of our Lord.
我们生命的长短乃至在神的手中。
The length of our lives is already in the hands of our Lord.
我们只要好好依靠他，相信他。
As long as we rely on Him and believe in Him,
我们知道他顾念我们。
We know that He will sustain us.
并且他还应许我们说，可以将一切忧虑卸给他，因为他顾念我们。
Because He has also promised that we can cast all of our anxiety on Him because He cares for us.
我们感谢神，这位天上的父。
We give thanks to our Lord, our Heavenly Father.
Because
He provides for the birds of the air.
The
Lord says, Your Heavenly Father feeds the birds. Our Father isn't the Father of the birds of the air. He is our Heavenly Father. Our Lord, who is not called the Lord of the birds, how much more will He care for us? So you should not worry about what you would eat or what you will wear. Because we are His beloved, someone, people that He cares about. So we see by looking and examining the birds that are so small and so
without value,
that the Lord still provides for We know that the birds in the Bible are not considered to be worth very much. The Lord says that two sparrows can be sold for for 2 cents. Or 5 sparrows can be sold for 2 cents. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 cents?
原来两分银子只能买四个麻雀。
Previously,
两分钱可以买四只麻雀。
Two cents can buy four sparrows.
但是他现在说两分钱可以买五只麻雀。
But now he says 2 cents can buy 5 sparrows.
那就是说再送一只的。
Which is to say, I'll give you one for free.
所以我们看麻雀是非常不值钱的。
You see, so that the sparrows aren't worth very much.
主在那讲那段话是说你们不要惧怕。
Here the Lord says, you should do not be afraid of those who kill the body. After that, they have no more that they can do. These sparrows that are not worth anything, the Lord still
provides.
And He says that, yet not one of them is forgotten before God. And he continues to say, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Have any one of you counted your hairs?
Newton,
have you counted the hairs on your head?
No. 我想若是一个人数他自己的头发，我们觉得很奇怪，这个大概有点问题，是不是？
If we ever see someone counting the hairs on their head, we may consider it a little weird. They might have some issues.
但是你知道有人帮我们数头发啊。
You know that there's someone who has counted the hairs on our head.
我们自己不会去数, 但是神帮我们数头发。
We will not count for ourselves, but God has counted our hairs for us.
那我们想神大概是没事干, 无聊了, 坐下来就帮我们数, 数, 看看我们头发几根, 是不是?
We may consider God must be bored, you know. Once we sit down, He has nothing better to do, and He'll count the hairs on our head.
我想不是这个意思。
I think that this isn't the meaning.
说到神对我们这个人那是那么坚固，连那个小小的头发，我们都不会去数算，神都能够知道，并且把我们编上号码。
I think that our Lord cares for us so much that even things that we won't consider, like the hairs on our head, He has not only counted them, but He has given each of them a number.
这个说到神对我们的照顾是何等的仔细。
This tells us of how detailed or how dedicated the Lord is to caring for us. Because we are all the children that He loves. We are worth much more than these birds. The birds, their lives are so short. But we have been given an eternal life. So He cares for us much more than
birds.
So we have to often examine creation. So we would understand more of our Lord.
他对我们慈爱, 他对我们信实。
That how much He loves us and how faithful he is toward us.
因为当你去观察之后，他里面就会眼睛就会被打开。
So when we examine, then our eyes within will be open.
他就会认识这个神是怎样的神。
And we'll be able to know what kind of Lord.
他和我们关系是怎样的，何等的关系。
And what our relationship to him is.
然后主耶稣底下继续说，你们何必为衣裳忧虑呢？
And he said, Lord continues to say, why are you worried about the clothing that you're wearing?
你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来的？
He says, look at the lilies of the field, how they grow.
也不劳苦也不纺线。
They do not toil, nor do they spin.
那个我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴还不如这花一朵呢。
Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these.
主耶稣不仅叫我们举目来观察。
Now, the Lord Jesus asked us to look and examine.
他还叫我们好像低下头的，你在思想。
He says to look down and observe.
让你去思想，更深深入去思想这些神所创造这些物质的东西的时候。
And when you observe all of these things that the Lord has created,
你也会看见那奇妙神的奇妙作为。
We'll see more of the wondrous work of our Lord.
当人真的深深的去思想的时候，他里面会忽然领悟过来。
That if they really observe the world, that they would awaken within themselves.
他里面会忽然明白过来。
They will suddenly understand.
看见神所造这个百合花，他现在到底要告诉我们什么一个宝贵的真理。
When we see the lilies of the field, what precious truth do we uncover?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们继续常常要观察，我们常常要思想。
Brothers and sisters, we often have to observe and consider.
当主耶稣说你们去思想百合花的时候，
When the Lord Jesus says, observe the lilies of the field.
他说他也不劳苦也不纺线。
He says, they do not toil, nor do they spin cloth.
他怎么长起来的？
How do they grow?
所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
He says that Solomon in all his glory clothed himself, did not clothe himself, just like a single one of these.
我们知道所罗门乃是以色列君王时代，他是达到一个最高峰、最强盛、最荣耀丰富的一个时代。
We know that when Solomon was king over Israel, it was at the height of power. That he was the greatest, most glorious, richest king of Israel.
他的国家在一个最顶峰的一个时期。
It was at And his kingdom was at a peak.
但我们知道所罗门身上显出很特主要的特点就是他智慧。
We know that in the Bible, the most important thing about Solomon was his wisdom.
我们知道那南方的女王示巴来见所罗门的时候，
We know that when Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon,
她用许多难解的话来问所罗门。
She came to test him with difficult questions.
所罗门 每一个问题都答上，没有一句话不明白不能答的。
And Solomon answered all of her questions. Nothing was hidden from the king.
所罗门实在是一个大有智慧的人。
So Solomon truly was a man filled with wisdom.
并且那个示巴女王来到以色列来见所罗门的时候，
And when the queen of Sheba came to Israel to visit,
圣经告诉我们说，当他看见所罗门那些仆人一无那种装饰那种美丽，
When she came and saw his servants and how they were attired, like how glorious the servants were dressed.
就差一点神不所示。
So there was no more spirit within her, or she was struck speechless.
她看见她朝中那些仆人、那些酒镇所穿的那个衣服那么美丽、那么尊贵、那么荣耀的时候，她真是怎么没办法形容，她是神不所示。
So when she saw the glory of the uniforms of the waiters and the cupbearers and his servants, she had nothing to say.
我想都是他仆人所穿的，就是已经是那么叫人太惊奇、太惊讶的时候，那我们想。So
when we see Solomon's servants thusly attired, how much greater?
我们想所罗门身上那件王袍，那更是不得了，是不是？
We see that the king's own clothing, wouldn't it be so much greater?
一定是最好的织料，最好的手工把它织成的。
It must have been made of the finest material and the greatest workmanship. It probably can't be compared even with the attire of his servants. But here the Lord Jesus says,
即使所有人他所穿戴是那么美丽、那么荣耀这些衣裳，还不如地里这一棵百合花。
Lord Jesus says, Solomon in all his glory couldn't even compare with a single lily of the field.
百合花它所显出来那个美丽，不是所有人身上那些王袍可以相比拟的。
The lily of the field cannot be compared with Solomon and his glory.
我想若是所有人那身上那件衣服跟那个百合一朵百合花让我们来选择的话，我们会选择哪一样呢？
If we were to choose between a lily and Solomon's clothes, which one would we choose?
我想很自然，每一个人一定选那个那件王袍，因为这实在太尊贵、太荣耀、太有价值了。
Of course, many of us would choose Solomon's clothing because it, you know, it has value.
所以小小百合花摘下来，等那个枯死的就丢掉，我可以再摘一朵小百合花。我怎么这个没有太大价值，是不是？
And the lilies, you know, once we pluck it and it dries up, we can throw it away and pick another one, right? They don't have very much value.
就是外面来看，的确百合花实在一点价值都没有。
And so the lilies of the field, they really have no value at all.
怎么和所有人身上所穿的那衣服来相比呢？
How can we compare it with Solomon's clothing?
但是为什么主要是说，他所穿戴的还不如这小花一朵呢？
How does the Lord say, yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these lilies? Because Solomon's clothes were made by man. It is through the work of man that created these clothing for Solomon.
而百合花它所长出来的花朵、那个花瓣，是一个生命长出来的。And
the lilies, it is their petals are a growth from life.
这是一个自然的美丽。It's
the natural beauty.
虽然人造的也好像也可以显出一种的美丽出来。Even
though man can make things that seem to have some beauty to them.
但是怎么比一朵生命所花出来那种美丽来相比呢？But
how can we compare it with the beauty of the life of the lily.
若是在显微镜底下，那些那所罗门身上那件王袍，照出来不过是一些粗糙的麻布而已。If
you really consider Solomon's clothing, it's just a piece of cloth.
但是那一朵小花，百合花，它的花瓣，那代表一种神极高的一个智慧。But
the lilies of the field, they represent this glory and this wisdom of the Lord.
不是人工所能够加给的。
It's not something that can be compared with the man-made things.
百万美丽是神所加给他的。
The beauty of a lily is something that that God himself gave to him.
是生命所散发出来的美丽。
It is the beauty born from the life.
弟兄们，我们知道今天有许多人造花。
We know that today there are many man-made flowers.
但是它怎么比起那些自然花里面长出来那些花呢？
But can they compare with the natural grown?
我想没有人喜欢那些人造花，人总是喜欢那自然的花。
I think that no one really likes these artificial man-made flowers. They would prefer the real ones.
因为一个是人工所给的，一个是神给的。
Because one is given by man, the other one is given by God.
所以底下他自己说，野地，小心的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里了。So
he continues on to say, look at the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace.
神还给他这样装饰。And
God clothed the grass with these flowers.
所以问题不是在这个所罗门那个衣裳和这种小花。So
the question isn't about Solomon's clothes.
的确，从外面来看，所罗门所穿的衣裳的确比这个小花朵贵重多了。On
the outside, it may seem that Solomon's clothing is much more valuable than the flowers of the field.
主乃是让我们看见，在背后是神自己。
But the Lord tells us that behind these things is the Lord himself.
所以他底下说这个草今天还在里面就丢在炉里，弟兄有什么价值，就烧掉了。
Says, look at the grass. It's here today and tomorrow we'll throw it in the furnace and it's just gone.
因为它不能够比跟所罗门身上衣服相比。
It can't be compared with Solomon's clothing.
但是它的美丽是神给他，是给他装饰。
But the glory of the flowers is provided by God.
所罗门身上衣服是出于人的。
And the clothing of Solomon is from man.
出于人的那个价值是非常少的。
And the value of the things that are made by man is so small.
很快就过去了。
They're soon passed away.
但是如果是出于神的，即使在人看非常微小，但是在神面前是极其宝贵、极其有价值的。
But the things given by God, even though in man's eyes they may seem very of little value, but in God's eyes they are precious.
所以为什么人在那忧虑吃什么、穿什么呢？
So why are we anxious about what we eat and what we wear?
所以在这里就讲到说，原来是信心的问题。
The Lord says here, it is a matter of faith.
他说,何况你们呢?
How much more will God provide for us?
我们是谁呢? 我们是神的儿女。
Who are we? We are the children of God.
我们活在地上不是只是为了短暂人生几十年就过去了。
It's not that we live here on earth and for a few decades in our
life. 我们是为了永远的。
We have eternal life.
所以主耶稣借这些比喻呢，在让我们看见这些物质塑造这些树后面那位神是怎样一位神。So
the Lord uses these created things to tell us of the Lord and His attributes.
他所散发出来美丽，实在不是地上那些人工所制造出来美丽能够相比的。He
clothes the field with lilies, and it's not something that can be compared with man-made things.
花出来那个香味，实在是叫人闻了都非常舒畅，是不是？
The smell of the lilies, when you smell them, it is very pleasant.
有时候你都是经过走到一个人群当中，闻到一些香味。
If you walk among the people and you smell some perfume,
你会不会觉得？
Would you consider that your nose feels uncomfortable? Because it is a man-made scent.
但是如果是我们到花园里面闻到那些花所散出来的那些香味，我们甚至巴不得多闻一点。
But if we were to smell the flowers of the field, wouldn't we rather smell it again?
这个就让我们看见什么是人工的，什么是出于神的。
So this tells us the difference between what is man-made and what is given from God.
人最智慧、最有技巧所织出来的衣服，比不上神所造的一朵小小花。The
finest clothing made out of the finest materials made on earth can't be compared with the glory that God has given.
因为背后是神自己。Because
behind it is God Himself.
所以主耶稣说这些比喻呢，是让我们从这些物质的世界、这些所造出，看见背后那位神是怎样的神。
So, the Lord Jesus here tells us that behind all these things, what kind of God our Lord is.
他和我们的关系是怎样关系?
And what His relationship to us is.
叫我们就不要为这些吃什么穿什么来忧虑。
So that we should not be anxious over what we eat or what we wear.
因为他必顾念我们。
Because He will provide for us.
他是一个信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
所以主耶稣底下继续说，所以你们不要忧虑。
So the Lord says, therefore, do not be anxious
吃什么穿什么?
About what you eat and what you will wear.
这都是外邦人所求的。
These are all things that the Gentiles seek.
原来吃什么穿什么,这是外邦人所求的。
So eating and wearing, these are all things that the Gentiles
什么是外邦人,就是还没有信,我们还没有信主的人都被称为是外邦人。
So what are the Gentiles? All of those who haven't known the Lord yet. Are called Gentiles.
所以法律告诉我们说，从前我们都是外邦人。
So Paul says that we were all at first Gentiles.
我们与基督无份无关。
We had no. We were separate from Christ, excluded from Him.
我们和以色列在以色列民之外，神所应许的这一切呢，我们是一个局外人。
We are aliens excluded from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant of promise. And having no hope and without God in this world. So why does Gentiles only consider eating and wearing? Because they have no God. They have no hope. And their hope is only their lives today. Because they only have today, do they seek after these things of eating and wearing. They don't know that there will be an eternal question
afterwards.
They only know the material world. They don't know the more real spiritual world. So their hope is only here on this world. So all they chase after is what they eat and what they wear. Because they have no hope, they have no future. So Paul also tells us, if there's no resurrection, if there's no eternal
hope,
if we have no hope and only live for today, then let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So we see how pitiful man is. For if there was no Jesus and no God, then we would live our lives without hope. So we can only seek these physical pleasures to satisfy ourselves. Because tomorrow we will die. We give thanks to the Lord that we are not Gentiles. We are saved by grace, and we are now members of His family. True, we need to eat and wear clothes. But these aren't the purpose of our lives. We see that eating and drinking depends on a person's attitude. It has become the only focus of their lives. So, brothers and sisters, what is the central focus of our lives? When we are on the internet with the Seeking the Lord Fellowship, our brother shared with us. What is worth our focus in our lives?
要有意向, 要有意向为止,
we have to have this vision.
要是呼召,
it is a calling.
是个使命,
is a mission.
什么是支配我们的生活呢?
What is worth spending our lives on? We need this spiritual vision. We have to see our Lord and that we are a people filled with hope of glory. We have this heavenly calling. The Lord has called us out of this world and has given us a purpose. We have to live for Him here on earth. Not only has He called us, He has given us this mission. He has given us this burden. That as children of God here on earth, we have to be His testimony. So that the Lord's will here on earth may be complete. So only this is worth our lives here on earth. Because we are not the Gentiles. If we are distracted by what we eat and what we wear, we would be fallen into a state like the Gentiles. We would not be like the children of God. We would not be like those who are in the kingdom of God. But we give thanks to the Lord that today we are His children.
We
should not be like the Gentiles who seek after what they eat and what they wear. Because all these things that we need, the Lord already knows. And the Lord will provide for us.
So, 弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要里面有这样的认识和看见。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to have this understanding within us.
我们看见这神所造的这些万物背后是神在主宰一切。
And we have to see that behind all of Lord's creation is the Lord Himself.
所以主上说，我们要先求他的国，他的义。
So the Lord says, seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you.
We
give thanks to the Lord that we are people that belong to Him. And we know what our purpose for living our lives here on earth is. So the Lord ends with this promise. If you seek first His kingdom, if we consider the Lord's kingdom and His will, we'll be focused on the heavenly things. And we pursue the spiritual growth. So that we should share the gospel and bring more people into the kingdom. And we often pray for the Lord's kingdom to come quickly. And for the kingdom of God, we need to eat and wear clothes. But we know that eating and wearing is not the central focus of our lives. Of course, we need to eat and wear clothes. But they're only so that we can live for the purpose of
the.
So if we live our lives in this way, we will not be anxious about what we eat or what we wear.
We
will not be concerned about all these physical needs.
Because
all of these needs our Heavenly Father already knows.
前面主耶稣也告诉我们说,
it says that before we ask of Him, the Lord already knows. Because we are His children. We are His beloved.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
so being the children of God, how glorious and how blessed are we?
弟兄姊妹,
Francis, we've all experienced what it means to be the children of God.
So, 为什么我们需要我们那么迫切盼望更多人能够相信主耶稣基督呢?
So, why wouldn't we want more people to come to know the Lord Jesus? Because we know that we are His children. And this is the greatest gift of love that the Lord has given to us. That we would be called the children of God. Because we have His life within us. And this is a life that's eternal. And it's a life that will live forever and ever.
为了那永远，是为了那将来永远。
And for this eventual eternity,
神顾念我们这些地上短暂的生命的需要。
The Lord provides for us these temporary needs here on earth.
好，叫我们能够为了那永远而活着。
So we may live for the eternal.
所以主说，不要为明天忧虑。
The Lord Jesus says, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
因为明天有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will care for itself.
一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
我们只要把握神所赐给我们今天。
We only have to consider or hold on to what the Lord has given us today.
我们好好活在他面前。
And if we live well before Him,
我们不要为明天忧虑。
We will not be anxious about tomorrow.
刚刚所唱的诗歌，明天许多事情会临到，我们都不知道。
Like our hymn just said, many things about tomorrow we may not understand.
但是有一件事情我们都知道,
but there's one thing that we do understand.
神掌握明天,
that the Lord holds tomorrow in His hand.
有人知道明天要遇到什么事情,
no one knows what we will meet tomorrow.
或是艰难, 或是顺利,
or eventually,
我们不知道,
we will not know.
We
don't need to be anxious about
tomorrow.
For today, for now, we should give thanks to the Lord. And we give tomorrow into His hand. We have to learn to have faith in Him. When we give our burdens and our anxieties to Him, then our spiritual lives will be able to continue to walk forward. Because we know He is our Heavenly Father. He leads us our entire lives. He shepherds us our entire lives. Every time we see that we consider that we are the children of God,
we truly
will bow our heads and worship.
我们算的什么?
What are we worth?
我们真是像这里所说, 我们像草一样, 今天, 明天就丢在炉里面了。
We are like the grass that we're here today and tomorrow we're thrown into the
草必枯干, 花必凋谢。
The leaves will dry up and their petals will fall.
但是我们感谢神, 物死的这个身体会过去。
Give thanks to the Lord that although this physical body will pass away,
但是我们里面所得到的永远的生命是永远不过去的。
But the eternal life that we've received within us will never.
因着那永远的生命叫我们今天能够好好活在神的面前。
And it is this eternal life that causes us to live well before the Lord. Because we are His children. We are His beloved. So we just need to rely on His grace and have faith in Him. And we will experience that He watches over us and keeps us. So when we are no longer burdened by these questions of what we eat and
where,
then naturally we would turn towards the spiritual things. And we would seek more His kingdom and His righteousness. And when we seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and following on all of these things, the Lord will add on to us. So we ask the Lord to be gracious to us. That by the grace and the mercy of our Lord, that we can pursue our Lord to learn more about Him our entire life. And that He would receive more of us. And that the reason for His purpose for salvation would be accomplished within us. This concludes my sharing. We'll ask our brothers to say a closing word of prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们请低头，有点祷告。
Brothers and sisters, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
你不仅在你的爱子耶稣基督里面来拯救我们这一般人。
Not only have you saved us through your beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ, you are shepherding us our entire lives. And your purpose is to keep us. You have not abandoned us as orphans. But you provide for us. And you lead us.
我们在地上虽然有许多的需要,
although here on earth we have many needs,
但是你这一位看顾, 麻雀, 看顾, 地上一切花草的神,
you are the God who watches over the sparrows and the grass of the field.
你更是看顾我们如你眼中的同人,
even more will you care for us, the beloved of your eye.
感谢你的恩典,
give thanks for your grace.
让我们在信心里面更多学习来认定你, 来跟随你,
that we will in faith learn more to know you and follow after you.
让我们先来求你的国和你的义,
that we should seek first your kingdom and your righteousness.
你必应许这一切所需用的, 你都加添给我们,
and you will add all of our needs unto us.
感谢你,
we give thanks to you.
我们把今天早晨这一段信息, 求主继续在我们的心中给我们有启示的亮光。
That the sharing that you've given to us this morning, that you would continue to illuminate in us.
好叫这些话实在成为我们生命的实际。
That these words will become truth in our lives.
让我们能够把一切荣耀颂赞归给你。
Give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks and we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to the Lord.